We're up to Wadi now at the end of Perek Hey. Before we blink, we'll be finished with Shir HaShirim. Yirmiyah.
Rome Dome.
Okay. So we're up to. We're up to Pasuk Tezvav. We are up to Pasuk Tesvav, Perek Hey, Pasuk Tesvav, Shaykov Amudei Sheish, Miyusadim Al Adnei Pas. Hashem's thighs, the thighs of the legs of the Doit are compared to pillars of marble, which are established, which are upon Miyusadim, they rest upon a foundation of sockets of puz of fine gold. Mitzudas David, Shaykav Amudei Sheish, Ragel of Noim Beloiven V'Yosher Kamudeyeven Shayish. His legs are beautiful with the purity and are perfectly straight, like pillars of marble. V'Heima Miusadim Alad Mepas, and they are established, they are resting upon a foundation of gold. Heim kapos haraglayim, these are the soles, the adnei paws are the sole of the feet. Shehema nikiyos kizah paws, which are pure like the finest gold. Im ki mehadrachim lios, even though they normally midarkam lios meluchlochim be'ofa aretz, even though normally when a person walks on the street, your feet get dirty. Nevertheless, the feet and the soles and the legs of my dod are beautiful, they are pure, they are clean. What is the nimshel? A nimshel hu al olam hashafel hadoim raglav hamokim baruchu, and the nimshel is in reference to this world. The previous pasuk we focused on the ma'aseh yodav, the heavens and the stars. This pasuk we're focusing on this world, the creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar haaretz hadoim raglai, the earth is my footstool. Shuchaza kemudi avnei shayish, the earth is strong. It endures like marble. The adne yisod kidur ha'aretzi hemidub bimukaymo, the sockets of the foundation of the kadur ha'aretzi of the globe. Of this globe of the world, hemidu bimukaymo lebaldi skarv lepeyam and apeos haKadosh Baruch Hu firmly put it in its place so that it should not move from place to place. Doimuhu ela pause, it's similar to pause. V'yomel nekudu hamtzois mikadur ha'aretzi, and the focus here, we're focusing on the center of the world. Shehi ma'amedes al ha'kadur b'mekoymoy kashechoku ha'tevoim, as the scientists have taught us. The scientists, I'm not sure exactly which science he's referring to, science of his times, of the 19th century. I wonder when did the Mitzvah Stava live? He lived in the 19th century. He lived pretty recently, I think, because I'm not mistaken. And if we gain one more time, so here we're focusing on the center of the world, the center point of the globe. The kador ha'artzi of this earthly globe, shei mamedes ala kador b'mekoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established. It establishes the center point of the globe b'mekoyimoy, kashachoku ha'tevoim, as the scientists have investigated. Ki kol yisoid mishtoikek li yisoidoy, every foundation is dependent, is rooted, is focused on its center point, on its foundation. A foundation needs a foundation. So this world, which is the foundation, which is solid, has a center point. Ulechein b'harem is b'paz. Why are we giving over here the focus of the center of the world in paz and fine gold? Ki anekuda hazosi kemat kot kemo ha'paz. This nekud is very, very small. It's cut me with lush of cotton. It's teeny. Kimo hapaz shema'at yorad l'olam, just like fine gold, is very rare. It's a very rare commodity. Kimo yishomu rabosenu zichonim levracha. There are many different types of gold. I think the Chazal tells us there are seven types of gold. Say Tanakh, all different types of gold. There are seven types of gold. Paz appears to be from the rarest. Each type of gold has a different type of quality. Some golds are pure, some golds have a certain type of color, a reddish gold, a yellow gold. But paz appears to be a gold. He, at least what he's drawing from, is something which is extremely rare. And the point over here is that this world has been established upon a center point, according to science, whatever this means, I have no idea, there is some center point which is the point from which the entire world is, its stability, its focus is dependent upon this point, and this point is extremely small, just like pause is a very rare commodity, and that's why it is so valuable. Okay, so here basically describing according to Mesudos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. This pasuk is very nice, follows very nicely from the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk was the Ne'ov, was the secrets, the hidden parts, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's do with that. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk says Vav says Shoykov Kamude Shayish Sheish Hamiyusodim Alad Nepaz. His thighs are like pillars of marble, which are standing, which are resting upon the foundation of Paz. Amude Shayish Vechaveru B'Megillas Esther. Look at that. Could not be a more appropriate day to learn about, to read this pasuk. Amude Shayish. Right, I used to think it was the name of a choir. It used to be a choir. The Amude Shesh. Okay. Amude Shayish v'chavim v'gilasesta al gilile kesef v'amude Shesh. Umareo govoya ke'arze halvanon, and his appearance is tall like... That's really... Oh, that's the next pos... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. There's more to the pasuk. I apologize. I didn't turn the page. So let's finish the mitzudos. Let's go back. Shekav amude sheish, miyusadim alad nepaz, mar eyu, I didn't read this part of the pasuk. Mar eyu, his appearance ka levonon. His appearance is like levonon. Bachur, he is chosen... When it's not working in the machine? Bachur koarozim... It is chosen like cedar. It's not working. Bachur karozim. It is chosen like cedar. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk mareyu. Mare koymaso hu kehar halavonon. The appearance of Hashem is like a very tall mountain, not the levonon. Vehu nivchar mishor hadudim karozim mikolatze hayar. Hashem is select. He is unique among the dudim, among the beloved, just like cedar is unique among all the trees of the forest. V'hanim shulchu loymar, shehamakoyim baruchu gadol v'ra mikol Elohim. Hashem is greater and exalted over any god. U'mo'o nifhar mikulam, he is select. V'ein laharich oysam elof, and how dare you compare any idol to the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this is the basic opinion. Again, one more time to review. Shaykov Amude Sheish, Hashem's legs, means this world. This world is the Hadoim Raglov of Hashem. The creation of Hashem is this world. It is established upon a center point. This world has an equator. Is that what the center point is referring to? I don't think so. Okay, what does it mean? What center point is it that the scientists have taught us as the center of the world? I have no idea. What? The axis? The double axis? The vertical horizontal axis? Okay, that the world... Okay. The polar axis. And then, Marer Kalavanon Bocho Karazim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is exalted. He is chosen among the Arazim, meaning that there is no God like, there is no comparison to Hashem among the idols. Rashi, again, one more time, we have Sheikav, Akamudei Sheish, Ham Yusim Alam Nepaz, Amude Sheish, Lechaveira, Ben Megil, we turn up higher. It's not higher, it's not up.
No, it's higher.
Turn it back, I think you turn it backwards. Somehow it helps. Amude Miyusodim, okay, Al Gilichas, Amude Sheish, Mareo Goiva, Karze, Halvan, Akhustrach, whose appearance is hard like the Arze, Halvanon. Bacho karazim nifchar bein habonim ke'erez bein shor eitzim. Hashem is select. Nifchar bein habonim. Hashem is unique among the children. Now, it's an expression I am assuming here, like cedar, which is unique among the trees. All right, let's see the targum. Targum on this pasuk tezvav. Only two more psukim to this parak. Okay, pasuk tezvav. According to this interpretation, the targum is not learning as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The targum understands this pasuk is referring to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikaya inun amude olma. The tzaddikim, they are called the pillars of the world. B'sison al samchin d'dahav tov. They rest. They are stationed upon pillars. of gold. The sison al samchin, they're resting upon the foundation, dithavta of good gold. Inun piskame oraisa, this refers to the Talmid Chacham, they support themselves upon the piskame de oraisa, the words of the Torah. The oskin bahon, they are busy with. Umoichin yos amo beis yisrael nevad revusa, and they rebuke, they influence the Jewish people to do Hashem's will. The iu mismili rachamin aleihon, and then Hashem is filled with compassion upon His people. Kisava, like an elder, like a zokain, like a person, like an old person, like a zokain. Umichavar choyvehoin de beis yisrael, and Hashem whitens the sins of the Jewish people, kislag, like snow. Umisatad lenevad nitzchon, Hashem, He does things to bring about our salvation. Kirova, and war, be'amemaya, among the nations. The Avrin al-Memra, who transgress His words. Ki'ulein, like a young man, gibor, like a young man, v'chassin, and someone who is strong, Begul Meshin, that's a translation for Eretz. So there are many things we view according to the outside.
Eretz is large and powerful. It's
a symbol of power. So we have over here a contradiction. And first it says, Mareu Kalavonon, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a zokain, a white zokain, a person who is very, very old, which has rachamim, but yet Hashem also is bohur, he's like a young man who is very strong and mighty and powerful, and goes out to war and succeeds in fighting our battles. So Shokovgen, the Talmidei Chachamim are Amudei Sheish, they are pillars of Sheish. I saw in one of the Midrashim that the reason why the Targum says they're called this refers to Tzadikim is because Sheish is the six Sedarim of Mishnayis, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So the Shokov, the Talmidei Chachamim, they live, their entire life is stationed on the study of Torah, Amudei Sheish, based upon the study of Torah, like a pillar of marble. Miyusadim al Adnei Paz, their foundation is upon, again according to Targum, the Adnei Paz is they give Musar. They give Besis Nal Samchin the Haftov Inun Peskame Raisa. The oskin behold, they busy themselves with it, and they other expressions. He seems to say the same thing, that they live off Torah, and they give musa to Klal Yisrael, and then the end of the pasuk is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is molei racham. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is studying Torah, and the talmidei chacham are giving musa, and the musa is received, and they better themselves. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a double appearance. On the one hand, he is Mareu Kalavonon. He appears like a zokain, that's mole rachamim, and he forgives our sins. He makes our sins into snow, like white snow. And he's also Bochor Koaroz, because the Shbaruch Hu, he is mighty. He allows us to succeed and conquer against our enemies that rebel against him.
Right, so to us,
like a zokain, and to the enemy he compares like a warrior. Okay, and this indeed is the complex. This is a very popular theme in Yadus, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different roles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different appearances and many different forms. The Umos Olam in ancient times had a very difficult time dealing with this concept. They believed that there are many gods, and one god cannot have a character or a midah that contradicts, that's so it's contradictory. If there's a god that's Levonon, that's a Zokain, it can't be the same God that's a
contradictory.
It can't be a God that's a Bochor Koarazim. It can't be, you can't have a God of Yotzer and Uvari Choshech. It can't be, there's going to be the same God as everything. This is something which in Yadus over and over again is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to do things which are contradictory, the Midah, sometimes he is mighty, and sometimes he's Moli Rachamim, sometimes Midas Rachamim, sometimes Midas Adin. It's all coming from the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That idea here is Ma'arei Kalavonon, and yet he's still called Bochor Ko'arosim. Okay, Pasuk Tezvav, Pasuk Tezvav, then we're going to have all the going through the entire thing all again with the Rashis. Chikoi Mamtakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palate is delicious, is sweet, the kuloi, and everything about him is machamadim, is delicious, is a delight. Zedodi v'zerei, this is my beloved, this is my rei, my friend, benos Yerushalayim, you daughters of Yerushalayim, which still refer to the Umo Solam. This is the conclusion of the response that Klal Yisrael says to the Umo Solam. When we start in this parak, we learned that Hishpat Pasuk Ches, not in the parak, but in the middle of the parak, Hishpat Yeschem Benos Yerushalayim. Klal Yisrael, when she goes out into the street and she looks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned her, she sees the Shomrim, which are the Umos Olam, and she puts upon them a Shvua that when you find him, tell him Matagidiloi Shecholah Sahava Ani. And then Pasuk Tes, they said to us, Madodech Midod Hayofa Banoshim, Madodech Midod Shekocha Hishpatanu. Why are you making such demands of us? Why is your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is your God anything special? And then we started these series of circles starting with Pasuk Yud, all of Hashem's Midos, and here we finally wind down the last two Midos, Sarachikoy Mam Takim, the Chuloy Machamadim, and now we conclude that is the conclusion of Zedoydi V'Zerei Oyu Benos Yerushalayim, and now you should understand why indeed it's true that my Dodi is more beloved than your Dod. Okay, this last pasuk winds down. Chikoy mantakim kol divrei chikoy misukim b'melitza ne'oisa v'tzachos amorim. All of his words are sweet with pleasantness, with eloquence, and refineness of language. V'chol ma'asof. And then when it says kuloi, kulo is not a reference to his speech, but it's a reference to his deeds. The chol ma'asav utenu osav, all of his deeds and his actions, his movements, hema chamudim, are delightful. Ki asuyim behes behaskel rav, they're done with great wisdom. V'hanim shul huloimar divrei haTorah hanesum mipiv. The chikai is a reference to the divrei Torah, the words of Torah that came forth from Hashem's mouth. Hema mishpatim tzadikim v'chukim yesharim, that these are righteous laws. V'chol ma'asa b'chesed uv'rachamim, all of his deeds are done with chesed rachamim. Zedodi hinei mi sheyesh lo ele hashavachim. All of the qualities, the characteristics. In other words, this psukim is Hashem's resume, right? It's Hashem's shidduch resume. A new concept that came into in this generation, and never existed in the previous generations, to have a shidduch resume. We're dealing here with the doid and the isha, and this is the resume. Tzach. This is it. All of these, all starting with Pasuk Gid, all of these qualities. So therefore it's Kedai, why my dod is more beloved than your dod. Zed hinei kol mi sheyesh le'ele hashavachim. This individual, this creature, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who have listed and enumerated his qualities, zed doidi v'rei uchay meres, and it's as if Klal Yisrael is making the following statement: b'hiyos kein eich lo eshtoy keik elof. Since Hashem has all of these qualities, how could it be that I do not yearn for him? V'chiyesh mi laharich elof. Is there someone else out there? V'hanim shul huloimar du'u. Nisha kol ela bohu elokai. This Ribbono Mishlan was all of these qualities. He is my God. Uchiilu toimar. It's as if the Isha says, "Ata now shiftu no im mi doimelo." Let's have a debate. Let's have a discussion. Is there any God out there that is comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has all the qualities that we've mentioned? How can you say to me back in Pasuk Tes that we should abandon Hashem? We should abandon Hashem, we should join you under the mantle of your gods. Va haloi kulam kimayam ke ayin I think kula means that they're nothing, right? That they're nothing. K'moyam k'ayin l'mul elokai. They're nothing k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's the Moshe Letzi over here, what it says over here in the Rashi, just the first part of the Rashi. Okay, and then we'll come back to the long part of the Rashi. Chikoi mam takim dvodov arevim, his words are sweet, zedodi, zedemus dodi, zedemus rei, vialakol eile cholisi le'ahavosa. Therefore, for all of these things, I yearn for his love. Period. Vadug maklapi hakadosh baruch hu keinu. We'll leave that for a few moments. Let's first see the targum, and then we'll go back with all the psukim with the parish of Rashi, the what he calls the dugma, what the mitzudos calls the nimshal. Let's first see the targum on pasuk tezayin. Mile morigo, the words of his palate. Misikon kiduvsha, the words of his palate are sweet like honey. V'chol pikodoy ragigon al chakimoy, and all of his laws are sweet on the talmidei chacham, on the wise men who study them. Midaha v'kesef, they're sweeter, they're more precious than gold and silver. Dein hu tushbachte de eloki, this is the praise of my God, Rechimi, the one that I love, the Deinu Tekoif Husnen, this is the power of his strength, the Morei Chabivi, of the master of my beloved, Nivyaya, of the Morei Chabibi Nivyaya, the Misnabin Birushalayim. And this is the power of the master and of the prophets, this is the power of his strength, the Mori Chabivi, the master of my beloved Nidiyaya, the master of the love of my prophets, the Misnabin Birushalayim. I think what it means is that the people from whom the Nevuah comes from, the Benos Yerushalayim, are the prophets. According to the Targum, it's not like the Mitzudos, that it means the Umos HaOlam. The Benos Yerushalayim are the prophets, and this is the everything that I have described represents the love of the person for whom the prophets speak. The prophets are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the qualities refer to the one whom the prophets are representing. Okay, now let's take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi now goes through all the psukim in much more detail. Most of the ideas that we learned in the Rashi, we saw in the Targum. So let's go back to the Rashi over here, the end of the Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin. Ve'adug muklape HaKadosh Baruch Hu kachi, the following is the explanation in reference to Hashem. So Dodi Tzach is going back to Pasuk Yud. My beloved Hashem is Tzach. He is pure. The Lavan Lehalbin Avonosai. The pureness means that Hashem is willing to forgive my sins. Tzach v'lovon, he is pure and white. Kishenir b'Sinai, when he appeared at Sinai. Nire kizokein, moire hoiros, he appeared like a zokein, an elder, a wise elder, who teaches teachings. V'chein b'shifta la'mishpat, it says also in Daniel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment, how is Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu described? It's also described as white. He's from Levushe Kislag Chavar. His clothing is like white snow. U'sa'ar Reshe Ka'amar Noka. And the hair of his head is like clean wool. So the first thing over here is, Rashi over here is sing over here, he says two things. It appears to be completely two different things. Number one, Hashem is white in order to cleanse our sins. Number two, Hashem is white, he appears as a zokein mole rachamim, like an elder who is here not only rachamim, but also to give instruction. A wise zokein to teach Torah. Next, v'odoyim, in addition to him being white, he's also red. What does that mean? That, according to Rashi, refers to punishment to the wicked. Lipora misoin of, to punish Hashem's enemies. King in Shenemar, Madua Odoim Lilvushech, why are your garments red? I think this refers to the Satan. Or maybe Yeshaya was referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you now trying to punish Klal Yisrael? Odom is a color, it represents punishment. Next, the Pasuk Yud conclude, Dogul Merivava, Harbe Chayolois Makifin Oso. This is what the Mesubah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded by legions of angels. Next, now we go to the next pasuk. Roishoy kesem pas. Hashem's head is the purest gold. Techilas devarif hivhiku ke kesem pas. Hashem's opening words, they brought forth light like the finest gold. V'cheinu oimer psach devarecha. The opening of your words, yoyer, lighten. Pasach, Hashem opened up with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When Hashem began with the words Vechashem Elokecha Saris Adibros, Harem Techila, Harem Techila, Shemishpat Melucha Yeshloi Aleihem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, he is the melech, the Achar Kach Gozer Aleihem Gizeiros, and then came the Gizeiros. So Rosh HaKesem Pas is represents that Hashem is the melech. It is a revelation of or, of light, to reflect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the melech on the world. Kitzay Sov Tal Talim. So we mentioned this before. Al Kol Koitz V'Koitz Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos. Every koitz, every single little koitz was filled with Til Tilim of Halachos. And that is an indication that this, according to this, would appear that the Luchos, the Aseres Adibros, was given in Ksav Ashuris. There is much discussion as to in which text was the Aseres Adibros given. Was it given in Ksav Ashuris, or was it given with Ksav Ivris? So some want to say that the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shniyos, but whatever it says over here, at some point in time we did have Ksav Ashuris, and every single Koitz represents Til Tilim Shel Halachos. Shechoyos Karev, Al Shech. So he is translating here. This we did not have this yet. We did not have this even in the Targum. That it is black like a raven. This refers to the letters of the Torah. The letters of the Torah was Eish Shechoira, black fire upon white fire. Davar Acher Kitzayisav. Kivutzoy Sav Tal Talim Shenire Al Hayom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he appeared, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Klal Yisrael on the sea, Nire Kibachor Nilcham Begvur, like a young man who has dark black hair, locks of black hair. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Klal Yisrael. Again, that would mean over here that it would, that Rashi over here was doing at the beginning of this description is exactly what the Targum did at the end of the description of Mar'eyu Kalevonon Bachur Ko'arozim. We just concluded learning a parak pasuk Tezvav, where we had these two contradictory appearances. Mar'eru Kalavon, Hashem appears white, like a zaken, and yet he's Bachur, he appears like a young man. Ko'arozim is very, very strong, is exactly what Rashi is doing in the very beginning of this description, where it says first, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Echad, he is Tzach, he is white, Odoim, and then it says he is kivutz is a shechoros ka'orev, he appears young, black like a raven, young, different appearances. You notice color is a very popular theme in these psukim. There is white, there is red, there is black. In halacha, color is very, very significant. There are many different things in the halacha that have color. You have the mizbeach has the chut hasikra, the covering of the mishkan was the or tachash, which was a multicolored garment. Techeles, purple. Techeles is blue. Argamon is purple. Sheish is white. And the Tolash Shani is red. In tefillin, you have to have black ritzuos. Shoes, in time of Chazal, there was a hakpadah, you had white shoelaces. The shoelaces have to be white. What other colors do we have? All over you have in halacha, you have many, color plays a very significant part of halacha. Okay, next. Ein of kiyonim alathikim ayim. Now we go to the next pasuk. His eyes are pleasant, like a yoina on the stream of water. Kiyonim shenef tsoifos el arbo sehem, like a yoina that looks back at its coop. Kach ein of shel Botek enough al botek in seals the botek midrash shasham moitzoy haTorah. There is the source of Torah hanashulim, which is compared to mine. That is a very beautiful idea, and this is what it says in the midrash, that when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it says that his eyes are kiyodim alafikei moyim, that means Hashem is continuously looking at the botek in seals and botek midrashos. Hashem's eyes are focused at the activities that are taking place there, because it says that look afikei, the source of water, hoy called Tzame Luchu Lamayim, and the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash is the Mokum, the source of water, and it's in this place where Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a special, unique interest, more so than what takes place outside of the Beis Medrash. Roichat Sois Becholov, he bathes in milk. Now, according to Rashi, this is referring to the Talmidei Chacham who are bathing in milk. When they are looking, they are gazing, intensifying their look, they clarify the halacha according to its perfection. To give him what he deserves. So Rashi is learning that when we are Isaac in the study of Torah, in order to clarify the halacha to its perfection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gazing at us intensely. Yeshevois, how do you pronounce that word? Al Malois. They are sitting in their Yoshvos, Yoshvos al Milais. They are sitting in their setting. Al Malois shel Oilam, on the fullness of the world, Mishoy Totois Bechol Oretz, Tsoifois Toivin Verom. So this refers to Hashem, not like we learned before. Malois means the fullness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevodai. Hashem's presence takes up the entire fullness of the world. Space of the world. It's not like we learned in the Mitzvot. The Mitzvot told us that this means that the Yonim, they're sitting. They are sitting in a nest. And their nest is perfect. It's not too high, not too low. It doesn't come above the surface, and it's not sunk in the ground more than necessary. And this is a pleasant thing to see. That's not what the Rashi is learning. Rashi learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one that is Yoshvos, he sits, Al Malois, over the fullness of the world. Hashem is Meshoititais, he flies, he occupies, he roams. Al Malois Shal Ola Meshoititais, he roams. Bechol Aretz Tzoifais Toivim V'Rema Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gazed upon the good and the evil, period. Davar Acher, another interpretation, Talmidei Chachamim, it refers to the Talmidei Chacham, they are the ones that are sitting Al Malois. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noistam Einav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his eyes, Lohoyer Lohem, to enlighten them, Kishem Sheho Einav, just like the eyes enlighten a person, like a yoina which flies from coop to coop, levakesh ochlam, to eat their food, to find what to eat. Kach heim holchim mimidrashay shel ploini chacham, from the base medrash of so and so, the base midrash medrash l'ploni chacham levakesh taimei haTorah. So therefore, Yoshua Salmolos means the Talmidei Chacham, they sit in all the different batei kinosis and batei midrashos. The Talmidei Chachamim, they sit here today, and tomorrow they're sitting somewhere else. Molos is mole. All different locations. They're going from place to place in order to seek out the words of Chochmah. Like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we studied in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. It wasn't enough just to learn one Beis Medrash. He had to go learn in another Beis Medrash, Shem and Ever. Alafiki Mayim, Albati Midrashais, Shehein Moitzoi Mayim Shal Torah, upon the source of water that we said before, which is the source where Torah. What?
Like producing.
Producing water. It's the water, the source of water. Shem Motzed, where it comes forth from. Mayim Shal Torah. Now, Ruach Atzai Spechalav, this is Rashi's second interpretation. Lefi Shekoron Einayim, because we've called them the eyes. The eye, this is just a grammatical point. It's saying the eyes is Beloshon Nekeva. He, Ruach Atzai, Sloshon Nekeva. That's why when it says Ruach Atzai, we're also using the feminine form. mitzachzechei atzman, they cleanse themselves b'cholov shel Torah, in the milk of Torah. Umilab umilabnim sisorecha ustu moiseha, and they clarify its secrets and things that are concealed. Two different words which mean the same thing. They clarify all of these matters. Yoshvos al molos miyashvim dvarim al oifaneihem. So molos means to its fullness. The talmidei chachamim, they sit and they clarify. They don't budge from the sugya until they have clarity. Yashim dvarim al oifneim in their matters until everything is perfectly clear. Davar acher, einov, a third interpretation. Einov means inyonov. Einov doesn't mean eyes; it means matters. Parashio shel Torah v'halachos u'mishnayis, all matters of Torah, ki yoinim sheim noyim b'halichosan, like yoinim which are pleasant when they travel, alafike mayim, debote midrashos, that's what the Talmidei Chacham look like when they go to the bote midrashos, and various in yonim, rechatzos becholov mitzachzachos, they cleanse themselves, kecholov kemoshe pirashi. Alright, so you just give me a different interpretation over here. What it means, Yosha Molos, it means either Talmidei, they sit on a sugya, or it means they are oisik and different in yonim. Alright, let's go to the next. L'chayav, now we're coming down to the ends. L'chayav, his cheeks. Dibrois Har Sinai, the words that came forth from Hashem at Har Sinai, Sheheri Elohem Peonim Maspiros V'Sechakos. Hashem smiled. His cheeks at Har Sinai were pleasant. Hashem smiled at Klal Yisrael when He gave us the Torah. Sif Soisav Shoshanim, His lips are like our flowers. Diburim Shenidbar Ba'oyel Moed Shehem Liritzui Ulchapara, the words that He spoke in the Ol Moed, which are Liritzui, which were with Ratzayin Ulchapara Ulereach Toiv. Okay, so here it is, he's interpreting over here the Shoshanim. Okay, I'm not exactly sure why that refers to Shoshanim. Diburim Shenidbar Ba'ol Moed Shem Liritzui Ulechapara Ulereach Toiv. All of these things were these were all the laws that were taught to us were pleasant. Yadav haluchos shenasan miyiminoi, the luchos that were given from his right hand. Umaisei yadav hema, these are v'haluchos masei elokim hema. Gilulei zav, they are gilulei zav. Elu hadibroi shehein hanechmadim izav mipaz rav. Okay, so the gilulei zav means these are tablets. Gilulei zav, I think, means marble, tablets of gold. And the reason why we're calling it gold is because it's more precious than it's more Torah is more precious hanechmadim mizahav mipaz rav. It's more precious than the most precious materials. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Nechemya.
Gilulei
Zav, Elu HaDibrois. The Dibrois.
No, but how do they relate to that? Most of this sentence is about the Zahav.
The Gilulei, so why? So the Luchos were given on sapphire, on tablets, stone. And stone is called Golol. Al Gilulei, Al So I'm just suggesting, I don't know, I'm just suggesting that since over here referring to the Dibrois, and the Dibrois is more choshev than Torah, so I'm assuming referring to the Luchos, because the Luchos are made from stone. Okay, I'm not sure, I don't know. Eilu ha-Dibrois shebuchem ha-nechmadim mizam mipaz rav. Omer b'Yishu ben Nechemya, ma'ese nisim hoyu, shel san pir rinun hoyu, ve-hoyu niglolin. They were sapphire, and yet they were rolled up. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the luchos and to roll them. So he's taking over here, according to this Chazal, when it says gilulei, gilulei means to roll, like a wheel. We had this in Rashi, we had this before, a wheel. That was a miracle. That was the miracle, the koyach of the luchos. Dabar acher, al shem shen negalgalois toivo le'olam, that it channels blessing to this world. The reason why it's called gilulei zav, through the Torah, a shefa of blessing descends to the world. Mimalim b'tarshish. What does it mean that they were filled, they were overlaid, they were studded with tarshish? Shekolal baseres hadibros taryag mitzos. Tarshish is... Okay, Tarshish over here obviously means it means multiple. It was studded. It was filled with Tarshish. Tarshish means a precious stone. But over here, I think it means over here that it was filled with Tayag Mitzvos. Mayov Eshes Shein. Now, this, what does it mean? The insides, the innards, are an Eshes. We had yesterday two interpretations. Either means it glistened like with the shine of ivory, or eshes means a mass of shein. Ze toiras koyhanin. This refers specifically to Chumash VaYikra. Haniton beemsa chamishay chumashim, which is in the center of the Torah. Kimeayim, similar to the innards. Halalu shehem nisunim beemsa haguf, which are put in the center of the body. Eshes shein miulefes sapirim. It's a mass of ivory that is overlaid with sapphire. Niris chaloka, it appears smooth, ke eshes shein, like a piece of ivory. Vehi sedua dukim rabim, yet when you study it, it is filled with details. Fine details. Gezeiro shavais ubinyan av the kalim the chamuros. So what he appears to go say over here, what he appears to be saying over here is that these expressions are an oxymoron. Esh Hashem represents the perfection of smoothness, and sapirin has a roughness. When it's filled with studded with stones, it's very, very rough. So how could it be both smooth and yet rough? The answer is that exactly is the nature of the Torah. That on one level it's smooth and simple, but yet when you delve into it, you will discover that there are an infinite number of details. This is the unique nature of the koyach of Torah. Next, miyusadim al adnei paz, they are established, they are resting upon the foundation of gold. Omar Rabbi Lazar, hakapar, ha'omud hazeh yeshloi koyseres lemalon ubasis lematon. A pillar. Every pillar on top has a crown, and on the bottom has a foundation. So therefore, that's exactly what it's saying. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Gora, parashil shebetorah yesh lam koseres lamalan. What is the meaning? Every parasha has a koseres, a crown lamalan, ubosis lamaton, and a foundation on the bottom, usmuchos lifneim uliacharehem, and has supporting psukim before and after. Now, what exactly does it come to explain? Keep going. Parashil shel shviyas and yovel. We have the parish of Shviyas, the 7th year, and the parish of the 50th year. V'chi simkru mimkar, if you'll mimkar, lo'diach ha'kame kosha avka shal Shviyas, k'di isa b'mesechtes arochem v'suka, period. So what is the meaning? The meaning of here is that not only do you have the ikar, the basic halacha, you have supplementary material relating to Shviyas. Even the afka, the dust, meaning there is the ikar, and then there are the smuchim, things which are addendums and supplementary material which are appended to the ikar. Okay, v'koyin yifkoyin Hashem ish alo eda. Another example: Hashem should command the person alo eda tzav es karboni lachmi acha. So we have here is the mice over here with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shall appoint a person to replace him, appoint a successor. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, before you tell me what to do, let me tell you what to do. Before you tell me to appoint a successor, why don't you go and command them to do what to do my mitzvahs? What's the smichus of these two parashios next to each other? Right, so the Karbon Talmud is Hukash, the parasha of Karbonis is right before that Moshe Rabbeinu, we answer Kadosh Baruch Hu to or right after, right? Right after that, we asked Moshe, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a successor. So what is the deeper meaning over here? Ad she'ata mefakdeni al bonai, Hashem was giving Moshe Musar. Before you tell me what to do, pekoido samolai, tell them to observe my mitzvahs. V'chein kama, there are many different examples of this. In other words, in addition to the, what he's saying over here is, in addition to the actual laws of the Torah, the laws of the Torah are also supplemented with Musar and with other limudim. Afka shel shvius. You have shvius, but you also have the dust of shvius. Meaning you have to be nizer in the year before Shemitah begins, and you have to be nizer in halachas after Shemitah is over. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe the laws of Karbanos, he's also embellishing it with Musar. Why the whole kach v'chein kamul kach nemar shoykov amudei sheish. His thighs are amudei sheish miyusadim, but in addition to the amudei sheish, it's also founded upon adnei paz on foundations of gold. Meaning, there are many lessons of Musar that are hidden in the actual halacha. Every halacha has also embellishments. Okay, next part. Mareu kalavanon. Hashem's appearance like levanon. Hamistakel umispoinen bedvar. A person that's mistakel umispoinen bedvar. Moitzi b'chem parochim v'lovim. A person that studies the words of Torah will find in them flowers v'luv lovim and growths. Kiyar zed just like a forest shemelavlev, which blossoms with flowers and extra growth. Kach devei Torah, ha'hoige bohem tamid mechadesh bohem tamim. The more you study Torah, the more you come to unique insights. Okay, now we wind down. Bachur, Hashem is select. Nifchar karozim hanifchadim lebinyan ulechizik ulegoiva. That it is select like cedar, which is select for the purpose of building, and strength, and height. Chikoy mamtakim, devodav aravim, the words of Torah are sweet. Beseret, how do you know the word? Beseret lanefesh lo sitnu bivsarchem, ani Hashem. Nemon l'shalim sochar. So what is the yesh cheik mosuk mizeh? Is there a cheik mosuk? His words are sweet. It says in the pasuk, "V'seret lenefesh aloy titnu bivsarchem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us instructions. Ani Hashem, and em lo shalim sochar. The words of Torah do not want, Hashem does not want to injure us. I think he's giving an example here is that since we find in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, don't use Torah to bring about upon yourself bodily injury. That's sweet. Hashem cares about Klal Yisrael, and he gave us mitzvos in the Torah that we should. You own the Torah should not be a source of harm for us. Ani Hashem anemon l'shalim sochar yesh cheik. Then he go masuk mizeh al techablu b'maaseichem. Is there something that's more sweet than this? Hashem told us do not injure b'maaseichem usekablu sochar and receive reward. Hashem told us don't injure yourself. And in reward for not injuring yourself, you will fulfill a mitzvah in the Torah, and you will receive reward. Uveshuv rasha mirisha. Another example: when a rasha will do tshuva from his evil, the asam mishpat utstaka alehem chaya yichya. You will live. Avaynoisav nechshvul zuchuyos, and your sins will be served as merits. Yesh cheik masuk mizeh. Is there something in the Torah that's sweeter than this? No such thing. In other words, he's giving away two examples. The going to show the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the ultimate sweetness. He gives two examples. The fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs that we should not injure ourselves, that's a no-brainer. Of course we should not injure ourselves. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that one of the mitzvahs, so we're going to receive reward for not injuring ourselves. That goes to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to do good for Klal Yisrael. The other example he gives is that if a person does an aveir, only does tshuva, then aveiroisav, naseloi kizchuyoisav, your sins serve as merits. Is there such a thing that's sweeter than this, that a sin should turn into a merit? Obviously not. So here is another example of where we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is something which is extremely sweet. Okay, so the bottom line over here is we've really gone through all these Rashis, and according to Rashi, the major thing to take out of this is that he pretty much darshans every single word over here in this pasuk in reference to the beauty of the study of Torah. Torah is something which is precious. It's nechmadim mizav mipozrov, and all of these different words over here represent the sweetness of Torah. Okay, that concludes Perek case. Let's just give a little bit Perek Vav. Ona holach doidech hayofe banashim, ona hapona doidech unvakshenu imach. Okay, so we start over here Perek Vav. Perek Vav is a new theme. A new theme is the where, now we'll see over here who is speaking. Well, let's see over here the Mitzudas right away. The Mitzudas in the Machlech, the Mitzudas in the Targum, is the speaker the Umois Ha'olam, or is the speaker going to be referring to the Nevi'im? According to the Mitzudas, it says, On ha'olech adodeich, kasher shamu hanoros amorecha ki no'amu, after the Umois Ha'olam, which the Mitzudas calls the other young women, when they hear this Isha describe in great detail the incredible qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're convinced. And they say, okay, you're right. There indeed is no one as great as precious as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us now assist you in finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher shamu hanoros amorecha ki no'amu, it's the sweetness. Amru lo, they say to her, At you, hayofe banashim, im lo matzasa es doideich bo'ir, if you cannot find your beloved in the city, Imri no lehichon holachu lehichon pona. Please tell us, where do you think he went? Rutzuloimar, ono darko lelechas, where is your dote accustomed to travel? Vine lechimach, and we will assist you, levakshoi bamokoim hahu, ki ilu toimarno, im at mispachedes lelechas yechidi, if you're afraid to go and travel by yourself, do not worry. Gam onu bechavrosecha, we will accompany you and help you find your beloved. What's the message? V'nimshol hu ki'ilu yom humos im hadavar kein hu imri lanu heichan hu kloimar b'ameh toshiv osoy lecha, how can we help you return your HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you? V'ameh yisratzeh, and how will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be appeased for your sins? V'nezor lecha al ha'ashava, we will help you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to you. L'haspik b'yadcha, to provide you what you need. L'hashiva ilecha, to return Hashem back to you. V'loy noisif l'hadichacha oid me'acharav, and no longer will he continue to push you away from him. So this pasuk, according to the Mitzudos Tavid, we're winding down now towards the end of the Sefer. According to the Mitzudos Tavid, everything over here is a timeline of Jewish history. And is revealing to us here in this interpretation is that it's going to come the time of Yemos HaMashiach, when the Umos Ha'olam are going to want to assist Klal Yisrael in bringing the Shekhinah back to them. That's an amazing, amazing concept. Because the entire theme of Galus is that the Umos Ha'olam, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They did everything in their power to deny us the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they persuaded us to assimilate and to join them and abandon. And then there's going to come a point in time in history where we're going to convince the Umos Ha'olam that indeed there's nothing like the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's nothing like our relationship that we had with him, and they're going to be receptive to hearing these words. They're going to be convinced to the point where they're going to do everything in their power to make it easy for us to bring the Shekhinah back to Klal Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ono holech dodech, me'anim, they refuse, Kantarim who umos es Yisrael. Now Rashi over here is learning the opposite of the Mitzudos. Not that they're going to assist us and will help you bring the Shekhinah back, but they're going to make litzanis. They're going to what? Torment?
Taunting us.
They're taunting us. Me'anim. Me'anim means like to refuse. They're saying, we refuse to listen to your words, the qualities that you have described. Umikantarim. They're taunting who umos es Yisrael. On a holech doideich. Where did your doideich go? Lo meiniach ois chazuva alman. Why did he abandon you? Lead you? Leave you abandoned like a widow. On a pono doideich. So here he's bringing a point, an example of Jewish history. When Koresh gave permission to Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, what happened? The Umos HaOlam, they said, we want to help. We also want to be partners in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal, as Rashi is going to say right now, make it clear as day, it was Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim. They wanted to be partners and give donations so that they will have a say in the Beis HaMikdash to undermine it from the inside. They wanted to undermine the building of the Beis HaMikdash by being builders of the Beis HaMikdash. Keshechozav Hishre Ruchoy Al Koresh V'nosan Rishus Livnois Habayis V'schil Livnois, they began to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Umos Olam came to the Jewish people and they said to them, where did your beloved go? Where did he go? If he's coming back to you now, oh, let us help you. Let us assist you. But it was cynical, their assistance. Kinyan Shememar, by Yishmut Tzori Yehuda Binyamin, the enemies of Yehuda and Binyamin heard that Koresh gave permission to the Jewish people to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Kibinei HaGoyel Abonim Heichol, Vayagishu El Zerubavel, they approached Zerubavel, who was the acting Kohen Gadol, and Nivne was that way, Zerubbabel was the acting Melech. Nivne Imachem, let us assist you in building. Kikochem, like you, we want to be just like you. Nidroish Leiloi Keichem, we want to seek your God. And Rashi here reveals the great secret which is described in detail in Sefer Nechemi in Ezra. V'chavonasam l'ro'ah. Their true kavana was for evil, kidei lehashbisam min hamalacha, in order to prevent them from building, to bring a stop to the construction, vehem mishivim, and now Rashi leads into the next pasuk that the Klal Yisrael responds exactly where we went. So we have a soidus tegem machlekes between Rashi and the Mitzudas David as to the nature of this pasuk. To review, according to the Mitzudas David, this is a very positive development. We're coming now to the time of Yemos HaMashiach. The Umos Olam are going to acknowledge the uniqueness about of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand the unique relationship there is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and they're going to want to do everything in their power to bring the Shechina back to the world, to Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi, Rashi is not so optimistic. Rashi is much more pessimistic about what's going to happen at a later point in time. They'll never forgive the Hashem to the Klal Yisrael that Hashem should return to them. They'll taunt us to the very last day. And here is just a mockery and a taunting of what they're doing to us. Now let's see the Targum, Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph. Asivu Niviyaya. So first thing we learn over here is that according to the Targum, he disagrees both with the Mitzudos and Rashi, the one that is responding on the prophets, the Neviim. The Nevi'im are the ones that are speaking, and the Nevi'im over here, they're speaking in the positive form. We're not dealing with the Umay Sa'ilam, we're dealing with the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im over here are reflecting that Klal Yisrael is in a very great state of tzar, and here they're stepping up. Let us now do tshuva in order to bring the Gula. Asivu Nevi'aya, the prophets, they respond, Kan Shema'u, Tushpachta, the Hashem, Yipum, Diknish of Yisrael. When the Nevi'im are impressed, it's an amazing sequence of psukim in the previous psukim, in the previous parak. All of these beautiful expressions. When the Nevi'im hear that Klal Yisrael finally, they recognize the great mailos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they respond, V'chein amaru, and so they say, Al Eden Choyva Istalak Mibinayach. For which sins? Let's make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Let's figure out exactly which sins you have transgressed, which have caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to depart from you, and we'll do tshuva for those sins. Al Eden Choyva Istalakas Mibinayach Shechinto de Hashem. For which exact sins did you cause the Shechinto to depart from you? At you, the Shapiron, Uvodayich, Mikolu Maya, you the Jewish people who are the most beautiful of all the nations, Ulon Asar Ispini Richimach, and to where, which place did HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn, the Istalokusei Mimak Teshayich, from when he departed from your Beis HaMikdash, and they respond, Amaris Kenishna the Yisrael Al Choyvin, they respond, it's due to our sins, Umorodin, our rebellion, it's because of these sins and our rebellion, the Ishtadur Di, the Ishtadurbi, and that were found in me, the ishtadur bi, ishtakhu, the ishtadur di ishtakhu bi, and the rebellion, ishtadur means the rebellion that was found in me. That is why Kodesh Baruch Hu has left us. Omri Niviyaya, if that's the case, ke'ah now, hadri b'siyufta, let's do tshuva, unukum ant ve'anon, and let us, you and I, let us get up, unitzaleh, and pray kodemohi, and we'll daven before Hashem, univyei rachamin imach, and we'll seek rachamin with you. Okay, so here we get coined to the translation outside in the pasuk again, on holach todich, the one that's speaking coined to the targum is the Nevi'im. Hayafe banashim, you are the most beautiful among the whole world. On upon a hol dodech, where did he go away? Univakshenu imach, let us work together. We, the Nevi'im, together with you, will develop a plan, will establish a plan in order to do tshuva, in order to bring the gula back. There's one very interesting insight in this Targum. The Targum over here says that the Nevi'im asked Klai Yisrael, tell us your sins. What exactly are the sins that you are guilty? And this is always the very big mystery in this generation, in Golos. One of the greatest difficulties in Golos, Molim Farshim say this, is we don't know why things are happening. For Rachmana Litzlan, there's a problem in Klal Yisrael. So obviously it's for a reason. It's for a reason. There's a specific problem. But we don't know what that problem is. And it's always a disaster when you hear Gedolei Yisrael, they tell you, you know why this happened? You know why this tragedy happened? It's because of A, B, C, D. How do you know? How do you know? No one today has Ruach HaKodesh to tell us. You see this hinted to here in this Targum. When the Targum, every word of the Targum is Kodesh Kodashim. And the Targum over here is the most, also is very interesting in this Targum, is the one that's asking the question is not Klal Yisrael to Navi. We always say to ourselves, if we all in this generation only had a prophet, they can tell us exactly why this tragedy happened, so we'll know what to do, so it shouldn't happen again. But we don't have prophets. We don't have people to tell us what the reason. Therefore, we're just groping in the darkness. In this pasuk, it says the Nevi'im, they are the ones that are going to ask Klal Yisrael, you tell me what you did. You tell me your sins. Look at those words again in the Targum. V'chein amaru al Edan. They say, they is the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are the ones that are the subject of this pasuk. Al Edain choiva. Tell us, for which specific sin are you guilty of that have caused istalakas mibeinech shechinde da Hashem? At you the shapirin uvodayich mikolumaya. You, the Jewish people, tell us what the sins are. Isn't that shocking? It should be the other way around. That we should ask them, you tell us what our sins are. No. Obviously the answer is that a person, yodea, Adam Moras Nafsho. A person knows the bitterness of his soul. Every person deep down knows which areas in his Avodas Hashem require chizuk. Every person knows what his weaknesses are, and what's a weakness for one person is not a weakness for another person. And you see that to some degree, that the Nevi'im are the ones that are challenging the Jewish people. Not that the Jewish people are challenging the Nevi'im, you tell us what we did wrong and we'll fix it. No, you know what you did wrong. Every person knows their problem. All right, we'll stop over.